Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
The National Hockey League is about to celebrate all of its stars in a place where absolutely no one can recognize them. Good morning to you. Good Friday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Penguins. It comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into football and or baseball, I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Pirates. Where you found this? It's All-Star Weekend in Sunrise, and while I can understand and appreciate the need to expand interest in the sport, in fact, that's what this opening segment is going to be all about, I can also question having a franchise in that area at all, meaning the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area. It's been there since 93. The Panthers were something of an early hit when they were in downtown Miami, and they were surprisingly good because they played this awful brand of hockey where they would just defend, and made it to the conference final at the expense of the Penguins in 96. And then they moved north to a non-place called Sunrise. It's a non-place. It doesn't even really exist. It's got a name and it's got some malls and stuff, but it's not a real city or location. They just wanted to have something somewhere in between the two and what they call South Florida. And everyone decided, I'm not going there. And they don't, even though the team has been actually really good for the past handful of years. But hey, put the game there, have them come out, the stars, to individual podiums for a few minutes. Some of them, Sidney Crosby didn't come out at all. I guess he's supposed to come out today instead. He was one of the very few that didn't. He's only probably the most famous guy in hockey. Don't make any kind of special deal out of Connor McDavid, or for that matter, Alexander Ovechkin chasing the goal record of the NHL's still beloved Wayne Gretzky. Ugh, what a league. What a league. I'm going to read you some numbers. Maybe you've seen some of this. I got to put my glasses on. The NHL's, this was according to research done this week by USA Today. The NHL's United States TV national viewership is down 22% from last season. I'm going to say that again. This is like over some significant span of time. It's a 22% plunge since last season. On ESPN and TNT, the league is average. A typical game, 373,000 viewers. Last year, that figure was 478,000. Now, there are all kinds of ways to justify this, to explain it, to rationalize it, and say that it's all going to get better and this and that. And there are also all kinds of ways to point to things that you just happen to be angry about or don't like about the league and say, that's the problem. One of them, for example, could be there aren't enough rivalry games. There aren't enough, you know, because there's not as many games within the division because the league feels it's important, as do I, actually, to have every team show up in every city at least once over an 82-game schedule. I've also seen little criticisms of this or that, or if they got the dirty stuff out of the game and took care of Tom Wilson or Jacob Trouba, none of that would make a difference. None of that would make a difference at all. And the perceived panacea in singularity that ESPN somehow was going to solve all this was nuts from the beginning. Sure, hockey's getting more of a ride on SportsCenter, and you see them now at least acknowledging that certain athletes, that certain teams exist. That's progress. But that wasn't going to do it either. Why? Because they can't be kingmakers. Not ESPN, not TNT, and certainly not any of the various local and regional networks that show individual teams' games. They can't be that, and that's what this sport needs in the worst way. It doesn't need multiple stars. It certainly doesn't need you to appreciate all four lines and all three sets of defensemen and both goalies, which is how the league tends to handle things, including, by the way, how it officiates its games. I'm going to burst everyone's bubble here, and you might not like this, but what this league needs is Connor McDavid to be its singular star. Now, I'm not a great fan of McDavid's personality. Every time I've been around him, talked to him, he seemed like he's kind of dour, unhappy. And he's anything but someone who's going to fill a quote book, whether that's in a written form, whether that's in terms of video, television, whatever. So what? That doesn't matter when it comes to being able to show what he does on the ice. Now, yes, Sid is the most famous guy in the league. Alexander Ovechkin is probably about to become the most famous guy because of the goal pursuit that's going to draw eyeballs just because the American sports culture has always embraced that sort of thing. The same way that happened with Wayne Gretzky chasing Gordie Howe, although he was doing it in LA. But with all due respect to both Sid and Ovi, neither of them should be the case. If the NHL had any clue what it was doing and had any sense of being in tune with a general sports market, not its own fans, but the general sports market, this league would take the Edmonton Oilers and slap them on every national broadcast everywhere. Or, you know what I'm saying, they can't order the networks what to do, but they can work in concert with them. They can find their own way to make sure that the Oilers are on all the time. And from there, that McDavid is the poster boy for the NHL in every sense. All of the highlights, all of the TikToks, Instagrams, Reels, YouTube, everything. Because that's what draws people. People get attracted to someone who they see is extraordinary, is above what they're used to seeing. It's the Tiger Woods effect, which, by the way, hasn't been the case for golf since. Yeah, right. You always need to have one of those. And the league is blessed beyond words to have two guys from the previous establishment still kicking, still showing their stuff, but also a young guy flying around faster than anyone's ever flown on a hockey rink, scoring goals in the craziest ways. And he needs to be the star of this league. And until this league gets that, it's not going to have that pull. And you can say what you want about how the NBA does things, and I'm bringing them up because they're the other fall/winter sport, obviously. The NBA has a handful of stars in various markets and so forth, but those handful of stars rode the coattails of LeBron James. Because if LeBron didn't carry the NBA to its current heights, and he did, he very much did, then you wouldn't know about a Luka Doncic, you wouldn't know about a Kevin Durant. you wouldn't know about Nikola Jokic. It's got to be carried by one, and they just don't get that. When we come back, J1Q. Comes from Ken, who says the fact that the Penguins have so many established stars slash veterans is the problem. I don't think they appreciate winning the Stanley Cup anymore. Is the juice still worth the squeeze to these guys? You know, Ken, nothing would make this specific role of mine easier than to just say, yeah, I mean, you're completely right. You know, they're not interested. They don't have the fire. That explains the inconsistencies. That explains not being ready for the start of a period or being able to fully finish off a period, as we saw over the weekend. And they just don't have that same drive anymore. They're not motivated to win a championship, another championship in the case of the guys that you're describing. There's a problem with that, though. The players that you're talking about have names. And when I name them, you're going to see that this doesn't connect, because we're going to start with the ones who are atop the list. When you're talking about guys who've won cups and been there and done that, does Sidney Crosby look to you like he's lacking motivation? Does he look to you like someone who doesn't want to add yet another championship to a legacy that is already built on having one of the most successful individual team-based careers in all professional sports? This is someone who's won everything, and he's been the captain of those teams in almost every case. That's, you know, there's a reason he's in Florida. It's not just his name. You know, he's got 60 points, 24 goals, 36 assists. He earned it. So it's not Sid. Is it Gino? Does Gino look to you like he's not interested, like he's not motivated, like he doesn't want to win a cup? You know, when I was talking with Gino, this was up in Ottawa a couple of weeks ago, just shooting the breeze. And I pointed over to a corner of the visitors' locker room, and I said, do you remember that time when Mike Sullivan changed goaltenders from Matt Murray to Marc-Andre Fleury? Do you remember how mad Flower was? And I thought I'd be able to get him in a good bit of discussion, you know, about that moment or whatever. And he had a couple of things to say, and, you know, mentioned something about what it was like to have two great goalies and everything else. And he did remember Flower being mad. But what really made an impression on him, he got this almost disgusted look on his face and said, we need to get back to that. Meaning that level, that was a conference final against the Senators. This isn't someone lacking motivation. Who else you want to go to? Does Chris Letang lack motivation? He's had the game nearly taken away from him twice now with these heart issues. And each time he's knocking himself out to get back. Why? To prove something? Individually? To go for a Norris Trophy? He's not getting one of those at his age. Why is he here? Has he been at his absolute best this season? No. Do you think he's lacking for a motivation? How about Jake Guentzel? Does he strike you as someone who's selfish or not thinking about the team or not wanting to win another cup? Brian Rust? I could even throw in like Brian Dumoulin, like, because you don't watch Dumoulin and think to yourself, man, he's not trying very hard. He's trying like crazy. He's got nothing left. Jeff Carter's another one. He won cups. They weren't in Pittsburgh. They were in Los Angeles, but he won cups. Is he lacking motivation to win another cup, or does he just not have anything to offer anymore? You see where I'm going here? You can take a narrative And I don't even say narrative in the negative context, because narratives can also be accurate. You can take one and you can say, hey, this sounds really good, and I'm going to plaster this label across this entire situation or operation, and you're going to get probably about 99% of everybody who's listening to you to go, yeah, that's right. But it's not. And you can't back it up, because nobody can. Nobody can. Where this team lacks fire, where it lacks energy, where it lacks motivation, whatever it happens to be, or even if it's just the right fit, is on those third and fourth lines. That's the problem. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Penguins. We will have another one of these on Monday, which will be the eve of actual Penguins hockey the following night against the defending champs, the Avalanche. Thanks so much for listening.